Good day, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. This is Father Blake Britton from St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today, we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 7 through 14. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me, that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else, believe because of the works themselves. Amen. Amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus comes to reveal the face of his Father, to open up for all of us the capacity and the ability to participate in the life of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is the primary mission of Christ. This is why he becomes flesh. We see this in the Gospel of John a little bit earlier, when he refers to himself as the way, the truth, and the life. How is Jesus the way, the truth, and the life? In order to answer this question, we have to first educate ourselves on the three offices identified by the ancient church associated with the mission of Christ, namely the offices of priest, prophet, and king. Jesus is a priest, Jesus is a prophet, and Jesus is a king. Each of these three offices correlate with Christ referring to himself as the way, the truth, and the life. So he is the way as high priest. He is the way as the one who establishes the sacred liturgy, as the one who opens up through his pure side on the cross the sacramental life of the church. This is the primary avenue of communication with God through the sacraments, through the sacrifice of the Holy Mass, through the sacred liturgy. This is the primary mission of Christ. The primary purpose of the incarnation is to establish the sacred liturgy, to establish a form within history, an incarnate way within the world by which to share in the very life of God himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity. This is how Jesus is the way as the high priest, and this is the way in which Christ shows us the face of his Father. Secondly, Jesus refers to himself as the truth. This coincides with the ancient office of prophet. We know the story of Christ on Mount Tabor when he manifests his glory through the event of the Transfiguration. And at this event, there are two ancient patriarchs standing to his left and to his right, Elijah and Moses. Moses symbolizing the law and Elijah symbolizing the prophets. Christ himself, his very person, is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. Jesus does not simply give us the truth as something other than himself. He does not simply give us laws, teachings, or bits of proverbs and wisdom. Rather, He himself is the truth. His very person is the truth. He is the truth made flesh that dwells among us. That's why Elijah and Moses are present at the Transfiguration, with Christ in between them, because Christ is the fulfillment of all the law and the prophets, his very person. The sacrifice that he manifests on the cross reveals the depths of God's heart, a heart that is sacrificial, a heart that desires to pour itself out to the very end. This is why St. John, in his first letter, will say, God is love. That is not an immature or childish definition. That's a very sophisticated definition to say that the very essence of God himself is love, meaning the very way that God exists is to be for other, to give himself away. This is what defines divinity, selflessness and sacrifice. Ergo, that's what defines personal holiness. We become most ourselves as God's likeness and image when we live the truth of pouring out our very being for the sake of others. So as the high prophet, Jesus reveals the truth of his Father. Finally, the designation of himself as the life, in Greek, zoe, is the word that is used. There are two ways, we know, to say life in Greek, bios and zoe. Bios means biological life. Zoe means a superabundant spiritual life. This is the word used by Christ in John's gospel when he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the zoe, the very superabundance of life. Come to me, you who are thirsty, and drink deeply from the well of my delight. Come to me, all of you who are burdened, and I will give you life. For this reason I came, that you might have life and have it to the fullest. Jesus is the life as our King, as the one who has been destined to rule over our souls, yet his rule is of a very different kind than the world's definition of what a ruler should be. We know that in our typical mindset, when we hear about a ruler, what we think is domination, what we think is the obliteration of freedom. But this is not the kind of King that Jesus is. John will teach us through his gospel that the fullness of Christ's kingship is not domination, but rather is subjugation. It's when he pours himself out through his death on the cross. This is the height of his glory as king. This is when he is crowned, not with a crown of gold, but a crown of thorns, not with a scepter in his hands, but with rusted nails, not on a throne made out of platinum or diadems, but rather a throne made from the rugged wood of the cross. This is the kind of king that Jesus is. This is the kingship which we are called to live under, to give ourselves to entrust ourselves to, so that we may have the fullness of life. We cannot enjoy the fullness of our potential as human persons outside of the source of our being, outside of the one who gives us life, outside of the one who loves us, outside of the kingdom, the citizenship of the High King. So my brothers and sisters, as we reflect today on the Gospel of John chapter 14, as we reflect on Jesus who comes to share the face of his Father with us in his own flesh, he who is the way, the truth, and the life, let us ask God for the gift of piety, that we may truly celebrate the sacred liturgy with the high priest, the sacrifice of the Mass, and the other sacraments with devotion. Let us pray for the gift of wisdom, that we may hear the truth that is Christ Jesus through the sacred scriptures and through the preaching of his priest. Let us pray for the gift of humility, that we may not try to be the lords and saviors of our own lives, but rather that we may give ourselves with trusting confidence to the King of Kings, who has a reign of everlasting life. Amen.